I'm Francisco Antillon, and this is Longform Shortpod, a long-form improv podcast. This episode is once again about what the online improv community is talking about, and today, we're talking about Reddit and tips about naming characters and remembering those names. Speaking of names to remember, the author of the post that inspired this episode is the Reddit user Chimichanga Champion, and her or his post was this. Hey y'all, anyone have advice tricks on remembering names in sets? My team is doing a Spokane, and by God, I'm almost taking over the game with my characters who can remember people's damn names. Thanks in advance, love this community. First off, a bit of clarity about the form the team is using here. Spokane, or Pretty Flower, is a form in which there's a central base scene, and from time to time, the players go on tangential scenes inspired by something from the base, and then go back to the core. So remembering the names on the base scene is key. The Reddit community came to the rescue. The user Reflex Improv, who is very active in the community, gave the advice of labeling or hashtagging scenes using characters' names, such as Bruce and Karen's first date. Another trick came from users Yo Soy Palta and Prof Jake, and it's about bringing to your tool belt names from your past, with the added value of associating certain traits or emotional connections you feel about people on your real life. Another tip was simply using the other improviser's real name. In my opinion, it's a valid choice. However, if you're doing a set with many scenes with each player doing several characters, it becomes either unsustainable or confusing. The one tip that was mostly repeated was repeating the name many times during the scene. I consider this to be a good way to do it, if done organically or naturally. Often, repeating the name a lot of times sounds weird and could become an unusual thing that the audience notices before you did. My advice on the matter is a way to do this with simplicity. Use the other player's name starting letter. So Michael is Mario, Sarah is Susan, Gloria is Gertrude. It does half of the work for you, since you always have the first letter of the name in front of you. Also, another tip I posted was this. Use alliteration by associating the starting letter with something to describe the character, like Happy Harry or Creepy Carlos. That way, you both remember the name and something about the other character. Names may seem like something non-important in improv, but they could clarify many things when there is a complex structure or a bunch of players doing scenes. Also, remember that names sort of define characters and personalities, so give naming a proper weight. That's all for today. I hope you found this as interesting as I did. Join the improv subreddit and learn a lot from the rest of the users there. I'm looking forward to your comments and suggestions via Instagram, Facebook, or Reddit, where you can find me as @longformshortpod, or via email @longformshortpod@gmail.com. Until next episode, be safe.